Hi everyone, this is Terry Nason, world famous astrologer, and today is Wednesday, April 9th. And of course the sun is in the sign of Aries, and I just noticed it's at 19 degrees, and if we remember, that was Saturn's retrograde degree. 19 degrees just appeared over and over and over again through Saturn direct. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Saturn, since now Saturn is in his what I call his retrograde shadow, meaning he's going to go over these degrees between 25 Pisces and one or two Aries over and over again for the next 9 months. It shouldn't be a surprise that 9 months is the gestation cycle for a child. And according to mythology, he did eat his children, but that's another story for another time. So it does seem like that would be like a learning process, a growing process, and, and even I would say like a rebirth. So we have to be very careful about what comes up right now, because, and also like not just what comes up, but how you handle what comes up, what problems come up and how you handle them. Because you could repeat these things over and over again, let's say through about March of next year. Nobody likes that. When we talk about a Saturn cycle and the planet Saturn, who I lovingly call Mr. Miser, I know people shudder and they get scared. But Saturn helps us grow, and Saturn always and every day brings a benefit or a gift when you've done things correctly. Although we have Venus, Saturn, the North Node, and Mercury all in the sign of Pisces, what does that say? Well, that says that something is amiss. Something isn't right. People may be playing tricks guess what hand this is in, and they may be hiding their true intentions. But also the lunar nodes are in such a position right now that they kind of hem in most of the planets, making this sort of like a difficult time for everybody. So what are we supposed to be doing? Well, the moon says we're supposed to be just diligently working hard, tending to what needs to be done to keep things running smoothly. I was on a radio show and they asked me, oh, are you Donald Trump's astrologer? And I said, no, I am not. But I thought about it today and wondered, like, if I were the court astrologer and in my best British accent, what would I say? And so one of the things that the moon in Virgo does, or Virgo does, is great mimicking or impressions. So here it goes in my best British accent. I'll pretend I'm the court astrologer. So imagine ourselves in some castle and the court astrologer talking to the king. What would I say? I would say, sire, the people are becoming disillusioned and nervous over recent decisions and international tensions brought on by your tariffs and taxes. In the land, dissent is only growing. Perhaps Sire reconsidered His Majesty's planets that don't abode well for such sweeping changes under the current planetary conditions. Neither are His Majesty's planets in accord with such sweeping decrees. They put His Majesty and the land in danger of unrest, peril, war, and they also put His Majesty in peril. I don't know. What do you think? Send me your thoughts or comment. It's just my cute little rendition of me imagining that I am the court astrologer, which I am not. That's all for now. Happy Wednesday.